Remaining on the agenda, just a few items. That completes the individual topics that we were proposing to deal with. I've not heard suggestions from anyone else that there's appetite to take on an additional topic today. There's always room for suggestions for topics for future agendas, so I would remind you there is a standing open invitation to join the agenda committee or participate in the agenda call. We will organize one shortly within after this meeting, within the next couple of weeks, to find a time that's relatively convenient. I think it's one that's equally inconvenient for everyone if you're not in London. This seems to be the operative test for it. I do try to recap the key messages coming from the meeting that we think ought to be conveyed at this juncture to either the board or the trustees. I think of the three breakout topics, because they were the lion's share of the agenda, on two, by their nature, being the notion of developing a dedicated research capability and for improving consistent application. The key message on both counts, I think, was a very affirmative support for the direction that's being proposed. A number of very useful comments that we will pick up by way of the written summary, circulate to members in advance to make sure we're comfortable. But I didn't think there were any particular points that needed to be conveyed any more clearly than they already have been. On the other one, which was the rate-related activities, I think it is a little different, that the board needs to make a decision. It is the board that makes the decision in light of our views, but in light of other considerations as well. There, my takeaway is that the majority view was that it would not be appropriate to adopt an interim solution. Views were divided on that count, so I don't think we can say it was a consensus view on that count or not. My sense is that in arriving at that, first and foremost in members' minds was almost, I think, a unanimous view that the underlying project to develop a standard is of utmost importance, and there was a concern that nothing ought to jeopardize the timely completion of that, and that the based on the existing precedents of 4 and 6, who've been around now for quite some time, there was a shared worry that maybe an interim solution might distract you from starting the standard setting project and might actually take some of the motivation away to get it done on a timely basis. And I know, Hans, that's high on your list to get the cycle to completion shorter than it has been on some fronts. And that also, I think, a larger picture issue, I think members had a concern that grandfathering ought not to be a policy or a response whenever the board activates a major project to sort of allow things to continue while that's happening with a mind to those who might be adopting IFRS or strategizing, that maybe that's a factor that those individual countries ought to properly take into account in developing their transition path rather than the board. So I think those are important messages that are timely. I'm not sure they're all that helpful or not in arriving at an important decision on that topic. So I want to pause to make sure that that's acceptable to members as a recap. All right. Well, with that, I have two other quick matters to be dealt with, but although they're quick, they're very important. One is to say goodbye to our retiring members. Patrice has already gone, but going around the table, we have Will Whittleson, Benoit, also gone, I guess, Judith. People are showing some enthusiasm for their from their release. Sylvie, and who have I? Ken, by all means. So, again, collectively, on behalf of us all, a very sincere thank you for the personal investment you've made in our success and progress, and we wish you all the best going forward. And I would caution you that in this sort of thing, you almost never have the final release. So the odds are, having performed well here, we'll be out and about to try and rope you in some other capacity. So again, thank you for that. And last, to announce the appointment of new members, we have six new members whose term will begin 1st of January of next year. They are Gavin Francis, who is the Deputy Group Chief Accounting Officer for HSBC, and he is coming representing the Institute of International Finance. We have Ernesto Mozo, who is the Chief Financial Office of Ferrovial in Spain, I believe, that's correct. Ricardo Pina Gurez, who is the General Director of Market Supervision in Mexico. We have Jeff Shabsi, who is with us or was with us and endured as an observer for most part, coming on behalf of the World Bank. Oh, pardon me. I'm ahead of myself. International Market, gosh, what a
Bretton Woods.
Apologies. But speaking of the World Bank, excuse me, Zynga Venner will be joining on behalf of the World Bank. Look forward to that. And finally, René Van Wyk, who will be coming on behalf of the Basel Committee. Also, there was the question of replacing Patrice, which is a challenge in its own right, and delighted to say that Christophe Houghton has agreed to accept that challenge. And so thank you, Christophe, and we look forward to working with you. So congratulations to the new members. Thank you, one and all. This is our last meeting for 2012. So best wishes for the remainder of the year, and I look forward to seeing you in February of next year. I don't think there's a need for a closed session unless the members had any particular point. Oh, an administrative point. Does anyone recognize the scarf or shawl was left here yesterday? And
I need one.
Well, there you go. The price is right. We're adjourned. Thank you.